The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State hosts Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We'll go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Adam Biggers, Great Lakes Divide.
Good afternoon, Mark. Just talking with Harbaugh on Monday and mentioning you guys' success with trick plays. You said they're going to be on alert. Does that serve as – I know you've talked about trick plays in the past and your use of them, but does it serve as some sort of mental advantage in a rivalry game where you know that Michigan has to be on alert for some type of trickery?
Well, I think it's – you know, I'm on alert for their trickery. Let's just put it that way. So I think that's the nature of coaching. You just always are trying to prevent things, and I mean, it sort of goes back and forth. It's always usually about execution.
If I could follow up real quick, with given their road record and it being in East Lansing this year, I know statistically there's an advantage for you, but does Michigan's 20-point comeback or 20 unanswered points at Northwestern on the road, what does that say about them? Does that serve as any sort of concern?
Well, I think what it says about them is that they have a great belief system. They're very well coached, and that they can sustain and come back. And you know, that's an attribute that that I think everybody, whether you're playing football or otherwise, would enjoy having said about them. So I thought that was, you know, outstanding.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. And your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Coach, good morning. I was wondering, when you get in a game where the two run defenses are pretty outstanding on both sides, I believe top 10, you guys are obviously number 1, what's the most difficult part in game planning for a game like that when you know both run defenses are that good?
You know, I think game planning for any defense is difficult, you know, because, you know, you don't really know week to week or they're going to do the same things. You know, you've got to beat the man in front of you. That's what football is all about. It's about, to me, it's about repetition, and it's about can you beat the guy in front of you, and along with your friends, I guess is what you'd say. So, you know, Michigan's got an outstanding defense. They'll be difficult to game plan for and difficult to execute. And well, we will do our very best. So I'm not sure if I'm answering the question, but, you know, it's a challenge.
No, that's good. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Terry Hutchins, CNHI Sports.
Coach, I was just curious, with the new redshirt rules this year and trying to navigate them from a coaching standpoint, how is that playing out for you? And do you have any difficult decisions with that coming up with whether or not to play somebody their fifth game or let them redshirt?
We've got a number of guys who are playing and will play throughout, but what we've tried to do is hold our guys so that they get the advantage of playing later in the season to help with injuries or to allow them to get a little bit, you know, get a little bit more experience before we play them. But I expect probably 10 or 12 will play by the end of the season, and hopefully as many as 8 would be in that redshirt category. So we're sort of feeling our way through like most people, but we've been able to hold most of our guys. So we're looking forward to this next month probably to be able to see what they got. We'll probably play some here in the next couple weeks as well, just to give them that opportunity here. But we're trying to regulate it.
Just a follow-up on that, though. I mean, is it a rule that as it's playing out that you think you're in favor of, or are you still not sure?
Well, I'm totally in favor of the rule. I think it's good for college football. I think it gives you added help. It allows you to take guys on the road with you and experience an away game because you may play them or that you will play them. It allows them to maybe play in a bowl game. It should greatly help in terms of getting game experience for young players, and I think it will benefit college football in general. And it also keeps those individual freshman players or players that are being possibly redshirted on task in terms of performing throughout the year rather than just going into a shell and saying, well, I'm going to be redshirted. It always gives them hope that they will be playing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark, just in light of the Nick Bosa news today, I was just curious, asking coaches, you know, when you've had a player who you know is going to go to the NFL and have probably a high draft pick, and that player maybe gets hurt in the season before they could go to the draft, how do you kind of manage that, or how much kind of control do you have over a situation, whether the guy comes back to you or just kind of shuts it down and gets ready for the next step?
I'm sure that's every individual player's decision as you go forward. We've not had that happen here as of yet, but I think that's something that's happening, you know, you haven't seen that happen in the past as much, but I'm really just hearing it just now, really. So we always do the best we can for our players, and we want the best for them, and I'm sure that's what everybody wants. So whatever applies to that individual in his specific situation, I think is probably ideal or the best case scenario.
Yeah, but with guys maybe skipping bowl games or maybe not coming back to a season, do you think we're going to see more of that maybe just going forward? Guys just saying, you know what, I got to get ready for that next step, even though obviously I'd like to play for my college team.
Yeah. I'm not sure of that. I guess time will tell. I'm not sure. I think some of it happened last year maybe, but, you know, I really haven't thought too much along those lines.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Okay.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Adam Biggers, Great Lakes Divine.
Hey, Mark, just to follow up on the trick play thing, not a lot of teams run that type of stuff against Michigan. Again, just going back to a comment Monday with Harbaugh, is that something that serves as an advantage? I can't remember anyone really trying, you know, a mousetrap or a little giants or anything like that against them.
Yeah, very well coached football team as everybody else, and I think it's the element of surprise that helps you out usually, and then I go back to what I said before. It's the execution. You know, players make plays.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.